preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden mole boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line.
Welcome, folks.
Country boy can survive.
This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. I'm James Kelso, up here in North Dakota, here on March 16th, 2023. A live show, Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. You're most welcome to be here. And if you want to call in, liven it up, 512-248-8252. Let's see, something, the most startling number presented to me in the last 24 hours, thing that got me thinking, is an interview or a video made by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Now, this is quite a man, the son of Robert F. Kennedy, the Attorney General for John F. Kennedy, and younger brother, assassinated like his brother. And Robert F. Kennedy has stated, just matter-of-factly, that the CIA murdered his uncle, John F. Kennedy, and he's praised Tucker Carlson for airing a TV show in which Tucker Carlson said the same thing. And Robert F. Kennedy called it the bravest piece of journalism in his lifetime. I saw another incredible interview with Robert F. Kennedy this morning. And get this, I'm going to run some, these are the numbers that he gave out, and just chew on these numbers. It's like the frauds that we're being subjected to are so obvious, like the nose on your face. It's breathtaking, mind-boggling that the commie rats get away with this. And it's kind of embarrassing that we're this far along and we haven't stopped it. It doesn't speak well for our courage or our intelligence, us being the patriots. How have we let this go this far? Okay, here's a set of numbers. And Robert F. Kennedy, he's not a right winger. He's even toying with the idea of entering the Democrat primary for the 24 presidential run. So he's not even thinking of the Republican Party. I don't think it's going to happen for him because he, well, he may have a different purpose in entering the primary, even if he doesn't have much prospect of winning it. He may force truths, uncomfortable, unwelcome truths upon the Democrats. But here are the numbers he gave out in this interview I saw this morning. We're going to compare and contrast. It's a college exercise here. Compare and contrast Nigeria and the USA. And we're going to compare specifically how Nigeria and the USA differed in their response to what on this show I call the scamdemic, or COVID-1984, or what the politically correct refer to as the pandemic, or COVID-19, and what Donald Trump refers to as the China virus. Okay, now, I'm not going to identify, you're going to know the answer right away, but I'm not even going to identify which nation is which. There'll be two sets of data. One belongs to Nigeria, and the other belongs to the USA. One of the two nations had a vaccination rate of 1%. I'm going to write something down here. Just remembered something else he mentioned. We just remember what the other fact he gave. It was very good. All right. The I let the cat out of the bag. Let's not be coy. Nigeria had a vaccination rate of 1%. The United States has a vaccination rate of above 50%. I'm not sure what the number is, but 60, 65%, 70. Most people in America have been injected with the mRNA gene therapy, untested concoction. All right. Now, and one nation had no lockdown, that was Nigeria, no masking, Nigeria, no hand no slathering yourself from head to foot in hand sanitizer, it's Nigeria. No social distancing, that's Nigeria. The other nation, us, we had all of those things. We had them, and Robert Kennedy says it this way, we were the worst. We were the most fanatical, along with Australia, at doing all of these flatten the curve. Follow Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx. I don't know why we weren't all required to go out and get a colorful scarf to emulate Dr. Birx. Apparently that helps. It scares away the virus, those colorful scarves. Okay, but now here's where it really gets amazing. The COVID death rate in the U.S. was 8,000 people per million. 8,000 per million. What was the death rate in Nigeria? Now, we know they didn't get vaccinated. 1%, essentially no vaccination. No social distancing, no masks, no hand sanitizer, no lockdowns, didn't shut down all the businesses. Didn't shut down the schools, didn't put up plexiglass barriers in the classroom, move the desks, you know, far apart from each other, then erect plexiglass barriers between the desks, then put on a mask, then have that bottle of hand sanitizer on your desk and be pumping that thing nonstop. having extra maintenance staff coming in and wiping down all surfaces, doorknobs, handrails. Water fountains closed, of course. Got to close that water fountain. You saw this in your big box stores, even the water fountains were closed. You're going to get the killer virus, the China virus? You're going to get it off of that water fountain? Ooh, there might be a germ on there. Might jump up into your mouth, hit you in the eyeball. Oh, you're a dead doornail. Okay. So 1% vaccination Nigeria, let's just say 60% USA, whatever your number is, somewhere between 50 and 70. Huge. 8,000 per million death. Okay. What's the death rate in Nigeria per million? 14. 14. Now, the way Robert F. Kennedy Jr. described that number is, in other words, they had no pandemic. Never happened in Nigeria. This is a country with horrid sanitation, horrid public health, horrid health facilities, horrid sanitation practices, horrid drinking water, horrid everything. $14 deaths per million compared to our 8,000 deaths per million. Now, what can you extrapolate from those, from that data set? We got screwed, folks. We got royally screwed. We lost Donald Trump as our president. We lost our economy. We lost our prosperity. We lost our freedom. We lost our Constitution. We lost our Bill of Rights. We lost the rule of law. We lost due process. We lost the American way. You think of anything else we lost? We lost our morale. We lost a generation of kids. We lost our education. We're intent on losing World War III here as soon as we can, generate World War III. We lost our border. We lost our sovereignty. Come on, think of some more. What did we lose? And now remember, in Nigeria, I've never been in Nigeria. I've never been on the continent of Africa. Maybe you haven't, but you could probably imagine Central Africa, the conditions. I remember reading once somebody did a sort of a somewhat a surprisingly honest sort of travelogue about their trip down the Congo River. And they said, in the entire length and breadth of the Congo Basin, in their travels, they never saw a single facility that makes anything. Never saw a manufacturing, never anything. No industry of any kind. Nothing. I mean, deepest Africa is in a bad way. Always has been. Maybe always will. But they had no pandemic. They had no vaccine. Not only did they not take any vaccines, they didn't have any vaccines. And we have people getting their second, third, fourth booster. And those deaths that described by Robert F. Kennedy, those are the COVID deaths. That's not including something else that he is bringing to the American people's attention, which is vaccine injury. That's deaths before, not inclusive of vaccine injury. And of course, there are no vaccine injuries in Nigeria. How do I know that? Because nobody got vaccinated. It's hard to get a vaccine injury from a vaccine you didn't get shot with. But many people of, you know, of the highest repute, like Robert F. Kennedy Jr., they're saying the injury, the death, the hospitalization, the disease, the sterility, the dementia resulting from the vaccine may surpass the scamdemic. In fact, I think if his view is, it most assuredly already has. And it's just getting started. So there you go. That's my opening thought. What do you do? How do you square those numbers? What do you do with that? There was no scamdemic in Nigeria. In Nigeria, we're just using that as the, you know, the poster boy for what happens if you give Anthony Fauci and Debbie Birx the big middle finger when they tell you the sky is falling and that we're all going to die. Do you remember Anthony Fauci? He advocated double masking and even triple masking. No touchy of anyone. If you had to touch the elbow. How were we dumb enough? Now, on this show, did we ever buy any of it? For one second? For one installment of this show? Did we ever buy any of the horse crap? No, we never did. I'm not a doctor. I don't have any special insight. I just use my head. I'm a smart person, and I think for myself. It wasn't hard. It was obvious. There was no moment at which I was like, I don't know. Should I take the family down to get injected? I don't know. I'm weighing my options. Should we go down and get everybody injected? Will I be safer if I've got a mask on? Do I need to have some hand sanitizer in the kitchen, in the bathroom, in the living room, and in the car? Do I need to carry some with me at all times, hand sanitizer? I've never bought a bottle of hand sanitizer. Come on. And you'll recall from the first time we talked about it on this show, what was my commentary? Hey, I've got an immune system. So do you. And it has kept us going as a people for hundreds of thousands of years. Anyway, and it'll keep doing that. You can trust Mother Nature. She'll keep you well if you let her. All right, so that's a thought there. Now, if you want to call in, let me get that number up here again, you can offer your thoughts on that or anything else under the sun, 512-248-8252. I know why I can't see. I forgot to turn the light on. I'm seeing by the glow of my screen. Come on, that's no good. Hang on just a second. Let me turn the light on. Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right. Oh, that's much better. Let there be light. Let there be more light. All right. Okay. Let's see what... I was looking for this interview with Robert F. Kennedy. I was hoping to play it for you today. And let me just play one by him that's... Maybe I'll find it during this break. Come on back after the break. Maybe I'll have Robert F. Kennedy for you a lot. I'll have his voice.
you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is God's country. Oh, you know, I did sign some Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for you. And I'll just have to tell you the numbers as I saw them. This is an interview he did with Megyn Kelly. He's not talking, at least initially here, he's not talking about the vaccine or COVID or Nigeria or the U.S. I'll continue looking for that for you. But this just knocked me off my chair. Are you ready for this? Megyn Kelly, you know her. She's interviewing Robert Kennedy. This is just within the last few days. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. reveals that his son, Connor, is right now fighting in Ukraine. Never having had military experience, he went to the Ukrainian embassy, applied to be in the Foreign Legion, so to speak, in Ukraine, and was accepted and has been fighting for Vladimir Zelensky in Ukraine. That's his son. My goodness. My goodness. And the son looks to be, I'll look him up for you in a second. He looks to be like, you know, quite young, older than, you know, like 25, kind of that sort of thing, 30. I'll look him up for you. But listen to Robert Kennedy. This has to be, I did not know this. How weird things have gotten. Here he is. This is a supremely intelligent man. Is this all he could manage to convey to his son, Connor? And he ends up fighting for Zelensky in Ukraine?
We went in. He felt that he shouldn't be arguing about it unless he was willing to, in favor of war, unless he was willing to have skin in the game and take his own risks. And so he went to the Ukrainian embassy and he signed up for the Foreign Legion, and he's been fighting over in the Ukraine for the last couple of months.
Oh, wow.
He's part of a special forces unit that, and he saw he didn't have any military experience, and he kind of talked his way into the unit. And he's a big, strong guy. He's 6'5", and, you know, is an athlete and could shoot a gun, but they made him a drone pilot for the, you know, forward unit, and then they promoted him to a machine gunner, which is a tripod-mounted, machine gun. And he's been over there for a couple of months. He's been in firefights, mainly nighttime, and a lot of artillery fights with the Russians. He didn't tell any of us where he was going. I saw his Cheryl and I. He was straight with us, and he said, "Dad," I said, "Well, I knew he had a job for a law firm. He's third year law student in Georgetown. He had a job for a law firm, a really good law firm, Bob Hedlund here in Los Angeles. And I was looking forward to him living with me for the summer." And I said, "When do you start the law firm?" And he said, "I'm not going. And I want to talk to you. I don't want you to ask me what I'm doing." I was like, and he said, "I will explain it to you at some point, but I do not want you to ask me now. And if you can just respect that, it would mean a lot to me." So I did. Mm-hmm. Cheryl and I were worried about him because we thought maybe he's doing something dangerous. And we were looking at his credit card bills, and the last one we saw was in Poland. And then there was...
Can you believe this, ladies and gentlemen? This is the son of Robert F. Kennedy, the nephew of John F. Kennedy. He's talking with his son, Connor, who's a third-year law student at Georgetown. And his son, Connor, I guess, visits him in L.A. or something. I guess he's in L.A. and says, "Dad, I'm going to do something. I don't want you to ask about it." And Robert F. Kennedy has to discover by checking the credit card charges that they migrated over to Poland. They find out that way he's fighting in Ukraine. Holy moly. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Traveler's Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Your buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday.
When a man could still work. We're back, folks. And let's listen to some more of this amazing interview, or amazing sort of podcast by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. You're not going to believe this. Now, the reason he sounds a little bit jovial, actually sounds very jovial in this broadcast, is I said his son is over in Ukraine fighting, and it gets worse, but then it gets better, because he just recently came back home, and he came home. I don't know if he went back. Oh God, when he would listen to this, listen to Robert F. Kennedy. This is in the last few days. You think your life is crazy? Look at this. Look at what happened to this man. His son, Connor.
What I'm doing. I was like, and he said, I will explain it to you at some point, but I do not want you to ask me now. And if you can just respect that, it would mean a lot to me. So I did.
Oh, and by the way, and a note on Robert F. Kennedy's voice. I I used to know and I've forgotten now. He had some damage to his voice, major damage, so he's very hard to decipher with his damage to his voice. It's not your speakers and it's not your hearing.
Cheryl and I were worried about him because we thought maybe he's doing something dangerous, and we were looking at his credit card bills, and the last one we saw was in Poland, and then there was one in the Ukraine, and then they just stopped, and he didn't tell anybody where he was going or what he was doing, and none of the people in his squadron, I think he had 22 people, men that he was, you know, fighting with, and he became very, very close to them. And he didn't tell any of them who he was. And
can you believe that? I mean, of course you can. But Connor Kennedy, the son of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., goes to Ukraine. He doesn't even tell the people he's the son of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Okay, and it gets worse. Listen.
So anyway, he came back a couple days ago, and I had, you know, I flew out to the East Coast to meet him, and I heard about what he had done, and I'm very glad I didn't know what he was up to.
He didn't know. He never knew what Connor, his son, was up to. And he gave some more detail there. I don't know if I played it for you already or if you heard it, but he was assigned to a machine gun on a tripod, which is a prime target. I mean, if you're the enemy, shoot. If you're being shot at by the guy who's on the machine gun on a tripod, that's the guy you want to knock out. He's the most lethal guy in the squad. So you got a target painted right on your forehead. Unbelievable. How dumb can we get? And here's this man of supreme common sense, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's telling us the truth about vaccines. He's telling us the truth about COVID. He's courageously telling us the truth about his uncle's assassination, John F. Kennedy Jr. You know, this truth teller, this supremely smart guy. And somehow he can't communicate to his son, Connor. I don't know how many children he has. That, hey, this is a really bad idea. This whole war is a really bad idea. But to actually go over there and be a machine gunner in a Ukrainian suicide squad in a meat grinder so that Zelensky can throw you into, and they don't even know who you are. So as far as he's concerned, you're just raw meat to throw into the cauldron. Wow. That is a raw experience right there. His son. I mean, I know Robert Kennedy cares about America and cares about you and I and cares about this country and its future. But compared to how much he must care about his own son, he'd throw it all in for his own son. He didn't even know his son was over there in Ukraine. How crazy can things be? And he's a law student, a third-year law student at Georgetown, obviously a very smart kid. He said he's an athlete who's 6'5". Wow. Okay, let's go over to... these are weird times. Let me go here to... Let's look at Truth Social, look at Donald Trump. He's almost reached 5 million followers. And I'll tell you, there's an explanation as to why that number isn't much higher. When you go to Truth Social, Truth Social is not a place where anybody can just sashay in and, you know, troll around and make their posts and so on. No, you have to be a member. It's not hard to become a member, but you have to register and, you know, email address and verify your email, that sort of thing. And then you become a member. So that restricts the number of people participating at Truth Social. It's growing like gangbusters. He now has 4.96 million followers. Donald Trump, that is. And so that'll soon hit 5 million. It's not the 100 million he had when he was on Twitter, but how many of those were actual people? I don't know. There may have been quite a few who were not actual people. But how many unique people also. But here's what the president has as a pinned post. This is his pinned post, meaning he's put this at the top. Here it is. There must be a complete commitment to dismantling the entire globalist neocon establishment that is perpetually dragging us into endless wars. As with maybe Robert F. Kennedy Jr., your son, Connor. You're going to kill your son? Comma. Pretending to fight for freedom and democracy abroad. And Connor obviously bought into that, didn't he? Even though he was raised with his brilliant... Imagine if Robert F. Kennedy Jr. were your father. And you could sit around the dining room table and talk about, you know, John F. Kennedy and your memories of time with him. And your dad, Robert Kennedy Jr., Robert Kennedy. And yet somehow they can't convey to Connor the common sense to not go get yourself shot for a dictatorship in Ukraine, a totally corrupt, screamingly corrupt dictatorship. To fight for freedom and democracy abroad, pretending to fight for freedom and democracy abroad. This is Donald Trump now talking. While they turn us into a third world country and a third world dictatorship right here at home. Okay, and then here is now the president speaking to all of us, to his sons. His youngest son, Barron, is probably about 18 or 17. So he's teaching Barron just as Robert F. Kennedy must have taught Connor, you know, as fathers teach their sons. Preventing World War III is the title.
We have never been closer to World War III than we are today under Joe Biden. A global conflict between nuclear armed powers would mean death and destruction on a scale unmatched in human history. It would be nuclear Armageddon. Nothing is more important than avoiding that nightmare. We will avoid it, but we need new leadership. Every day this proxy battle in Ukraine continues, we risk global war. We must be absolutely clear that our objective is to immediately have a total cessation of hostilities. All shooting has to stop. This is the central issue. We need peace without delay. In addition, there must also be a complete commitment to dismantling the entire globalist neocon establishment that is perpetually dragging us into endless wars, pretending to fight for freedom and democracy abroad, while they turn us into a third world country and a third world dictatorship right here at home. The State Department, the defense bureaucracy, the intelligence services, and all of the rest need to be completely overhauled and reconstituted to fire the deep staters and put America first. We have to put America first. Finally, we have to finish the process we began under my administration of fundamentally reevaluating NATO's purpose and NATO's mission. Our foreign policy establishment keeps trying to pull the world into conflict with a nuclear-armed Russia based on the lie that Russia represents our greatest threat. But the greatest threat to Western civilization today is not Russia. It's probably, more than anything else, ourselves and some of the horrible USA-hating people that represent us.
Wow. I was ready to hear him say China. And he shocked me. Our greatest enemy, he says, obviously truthfully, is ourselves. It's the enemy within. I mean, ourselves, not meaning you in this audience, but people within the borders of the United States, the enemy within, the greatest enemy we have. And China would be second. Wow. And China is utterly enabled by those traitors within within our own country. Wow. Continue here. Just this is his message to you today.
It's the abolition of our national borders. It's the failure to police our own cities. It's the destruction of the rule of law from within. It's the collapse of the nuclear family and fertility rates like nobody can believe is happening.
Okay, sorry to interrupt again. I meant to insert right after he said it. This, we're facing the death, he said, of Western civilization. You're not allowed to say that. That's not okay. That's politically incorrect. Or as Gretchen Wilson and Merle Haggard would sing, uncorrect. You're not allowed to say that. And Donald Trump is unapologetic. I'm here as your retribution to save Western civilization. I'm not here for kumbaya. I'm here to save the heritage your grandparents left to you so that you can leave it to your grandchildren. Wow.
Happening. It's the Marxists who would have us become a godless nation worshiping at the altar of race and gender and environment. And it's the globalist class that has made us totally dependent on China and other foreign countries that basically hate us. These globalists want to squander all of America's strength, blood, and treasure, chasing monsters and phantoms overseas while keeping us distracted from the havoc they're creating right here at home. These forces are doing more damage to America than Russia and China could ever have dreamed. Evicting the sick and corrupt establishment is the monumental task for the next president. And
oh, there it is. Evicting the sick globalist class is the monumental task of the next president. And it is monumental. He knows it. Wow, and he's ready for it. He's girded his loins. He's ready to go.
I'm the only one who can do it. I'm the only one that can get the job done. I know exactly what has to be done.
Wow. That was just released by Donald Trump to all of us. And it connects with what I was, you know, it's amazing how things come together in extemporaneous speech and radio. My opening thought was my amazement at this heroic man, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And then out of the blue, just here he is interviewing on TV. And he says, well, my son, I found out after he got home that he had been in Ukraine fighting for the Zelensky dictatorship. He didn't say the Zelensky, Zelensky. Zelensky, Belinsky, Schminsky, Zelensky dictatorship, corrupt to the hilt. I mean, wow. His own son didn't tell his mom, didn't tell his dad, didn't tell the people in Ukraine who he was. And he's manning a tripod mounted machine gun. That's a heavy one. That's a big machine gun. That's the kind that can kill people a mile away. Did he end up killing people? He was in firefights. Did he end up killing Russians? That's going to weigh heavily on him later when he finds out what he was doing. He was on the wrong side. Kind of hurts. All right, let's see. Here's another one. Well, I'm not going to read you this one. This is his statement about the witch hunt being perpetrated against Donald Trump in New York City, centered on Stormy Horseface Daniels. He's being dragged through this again and again. Let me take a call here. I don't know if he's still on the line here. Is Mike in Kentucky still on the line, Mike?
Can you hear me?
Hey, Mike, yes. What's on your mind?
Well, on our RBM's Facebook page yesterday. Somebody posted the link for RFK Jr. Saying basically I was right. It's a Corbin Report episode. Let's see. There's a bunch of links on here.
Well, go ahead. Give us the substance of what he said.
Well, my page just jumped here. RFK Jr. references the false flag anthrax attacks right after the September 11th, 2001, that were used as the false pretext for the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act, which you may remember Obama used that, what was it, SARS-CoV-2 or Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome, one of those coronaviruses. And right. The flu was used by Obama to turbocharge it even further.
This is very good. This is very good, Mike. Now, hang on. Okay. I think we're going to have a break. I think we've got a break coming
up,
Mike.
On RBN's page, if anybody wants to read it, a bunch of links.
Stay with me. Oh, I don't hear any music.
One of the funniest political moments I ever saw was the interview that, the press club. They were at the National Press Club for supposed to have been an hour, I think.
Right.
But, you know, he's got this phonic dysphoria. I think you were asking about his voice.
Yes.
And I've always thought that might have saved him from being assassinated, because he wasn't seen as a politically viable because of that. I can't remember the exact name of it. It's a tremor in the vocal cords, and he was probably born with it. And I think he used a spray sometimes to make it better, or, you know, sometimes he sounds a lot better than other times.
Yes.
But Robert De Niro, who has an autistic son, the other guy gets promoted on here quite a bit, the high wire, Dale Bigtree. I've seen him somebody's posting links to him on the RBN webpage, his stuff. They were in a panel that Donald Trump had put together on the vaccine issues, which is kind of ironic. It was right the summer before COVID supposedly hit. Now, I had something in the fall that was just about, I'm sure, COVID, but and so did a few other people around here that had military friends. So I don't think it was, and that's part of what he's talking about here. RFK Jr. is talking about this. That RFK Jr. is vindicated over exposing Fauci's lab leak lies. That's the title for the YouTube video, which has apparently not been pulled down yet. Jimmy Dore interviews him. But, like I said, there's other links in that post that somebody did on RBN. I can't see who did it, but on their Facebook page. But during this conference, several other people talked, and Robert De Niro's just sitting there looking disgusting. And they started, before their time was up, they handed around the microphone. And Robert De Niro, when he got to him, he'd sat there, like they said, for the whole hour. And there's, if you want to look for the video, there's two or three shorter versions.
No, go ahead. Continue the story.
Well, yeah, right. He gets the microphone, and he goes, I'm just here for this. I don't have to be associated with Trump in any way. And then he hands the microphone away after sitting there for an hour just to be seen looking disgusted. It's one of the funniest political things I've ever seen.
Well, see, people like De Niro in the left, they can't figure out Robert F. Kennedy Jr. because he's the son, the nephew of one of their heroes, their icons.
I don't think JFK could be a Democrat today.
That's a good question. It's a very good hypothesis, speculation. But here's the thing. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is that rare creature among Democrats, which is an honest man. And there are a few of them. The old style liberals who, you know, their fuzzy headed liberal ideas about social justice and things like this, they in spite of that, they're honest and they're truthful, and they do believe in free speech. They do believe in the Constitution. They do believe in America. And but those liberals are fewer and farther between. And so I don't think Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is going to have, well, who knows? I shouldn't even speculate. He sounds as if he might throw the gauntlet down and say, look, I'm tired of the BS, and I'm running for president against Joe Biden. That could get very interesting.
It could divide the ticket. And, you know, in early American history, whoever came in second place in these general elections was the vice president, were they not?
Yeah, I think that one
at some point.
Yeah, it changed.
But also, might have been James Monroe or Sam Adams, one of those guys about the middle of the 1800s.
Right. You could have, early on in American history, you could have a president who was like a Whig and then a vice president who was a Democrat, Republican, you know, or different parties. Exactly.
What I was going to say is to speak to what you said earlier, Sam Adams or I don't remember, James Monroe, one of those guys said, America goes not abroad in search of monsters to destroy. And if you remember Trump early on, when September 11th happened, that was his town. It was his hometown. He was really perturbed about it. I've got the video where he went, and I downloaded it and saved it.
He lived just up the street. He lived just up the street.
Yeah, he went on UPN, the Channel 9, I think, New York, live. And early on, he said, there must have been bombs in those buildings. Those buildings were built really robust, really thick steel. And, you know, even after the 1993 bombing, my engineer took me for a tour of that, and the building was still standing because they were built so robust. But then I don't know why Trump, you know, maybe he kind of put that down on the back burner because, and who knows, if he gets elected again, maybe he'll bring a new investigation. Because
this was one of my hopes. Mike, this is one of my hopes.
The dancing Israelis, the Weehawken Five, CNN, and the other media trying to portray using foul.
But you see, I'm not looking at the dancing Israelis. Now that I've seen what the FBI is really made of, and Robert Mueller, he was the director of the FBI. Did I say FBI? Director of the FBI on 9/11/2001. I think the FBI did it. I think the
Israelis helped because they thought the Palestinians were going to be the target. And when
but look at this.
The neocons went a different direction, didn't they? They went for those states that they
FBI, listen, Mike, the FBI actually had an office in World Trade Center 7. They actually had offices there, I believe. Something of that magnitude doesn't happen in New York City without the FBI knowing that it's about to happen. So the only people I can think of who had the power, the access, the resources are the same people who've been bringing Trump down, the same people rigging the elections, the same people creating all of these false flags and hoaxes. January 6th, it's not Mossad that did that. It's our...
In every camp, though, there's pro-Trumps and anti-Trumps, and that includes the Jewish people.
Yes.
There's some really anti-Trump.
Now we're getting the... Mike, thanks for calling. We're getting the off-the-air type music, so you and I have to fade on out and meet up again tomorrow night. I'll see you, all of you, tomorrow night here in the Trump... Not the Trump Tower, but the Trump Clubhouse. So long for now.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can't
can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.